How often do you waste your time with people who are never going to be your customer? You spend time on site, you bond, they give you a donut, they're saying all the right things, and you think you've got this job in the bag. And then you send them your numbers and they ghost you or they blow you off or they tell you you're too expensive, you fill in the blank. If you're sick of that and you want to learn how to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And download our guide to spotting cheap prospects. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you only spend time with people who are going to be your customer. Head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap today.
Hey, Fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Today, we're going to continue the core value theme that's been going on. Hope you're not getting bored, but the reason I'm doing this is as we are now in December, and hopefully you're starting to plan for 2023. If you do not have core values, and this is something that we're employing upon all of our members and the one-to-one coaching people that we're working with, is you need them. You need them because core values basically are clarity about your business and how you're going to make decisions. As I said before, they kind of serve as guardrails or a filter through which all decisions are made. And the benefit of them is once you sit down, really think about it, is that you can make decisions devoid of emotion by filtering them through these values that you've thought about carefully and which reflect the business that you want to run. So today we're going to talk about the core value, roll the red. I've always had an issue with this one. Not because I don't believe in the reasoning for it, but it's because like it's so kind of different than the like the dictionary definition of roll the red. And the dictionary definition is, quote, to formally welcome an important guest who has just arrived, end quote. And then when I think about that, and when I originally heard the core values, I was just like, what the fuck does that have to do with contracting? Like how many times do you have an important guest that just arrives, right? And you can think about that, yeah, like when new members come into our Battleground coaching program or one of our other programs, we certainly try to wow them. And that really is what we do with Roll the Red in the fight. It's more about just always delivering beyond expectation. And examples of that in the fight is Tom, right? Tom, we get leads come popping into our Slack channel. And Tom looks at that, and right before he asks me if I've jumped on this shit yet, which of course I already have, he's sending a Bonjoro video, just a quick little 15-second video. Hey, Dan, saw that you expressed some interest in the fight. Really excited about that. Hope we can figure out a way we can help your business. It's a little something like that, but it's like, it's coming from fucking Tom, and it's a video, and it's personable. It's better than email or a canned text or something like that. And frankly, it blows people away. So I'm glad that Tom does it. Other ways the fight rolls the red. Our Battleground group this last 4 months since our launch in October is a great example of this. You know, we added our GoGate daily sales calls. And on top of that, we created, due to member demand, on Friday, a special black belt, like super high level, difficult version of that. So they're getting that itch scratch to always be pushing their limits. We started the BG90 Quick Start program, which is our 90-day program just to get you to know your numbers, learn how to sell, get your phone ringing, plug the holes that are most common in the boats, people coming into the program, pull that out based on some feedback and some trends we saw. And, you know, that's just scratching the surface. That in our teams, right? We just added, with one membership, you add three other company members so that everybody in your business, or at least four of you, are getting leveled up and getting impact as quickly as possible. So enough about us, but there's three simple ways that you can roll the red, can blow away your customers while still improving your business. And so this is kind of more of a Dan take than the pure, just like, let's just smother people in feels approach. Because for me, it's like, let's get some ROI out of this and let's keep it also kind of authentic to myself. And so the first is pre-planning your jobs. And you're wondering, how does this blow your customer away? Well, I'll tell you, if you pre-plan your jobs, if your team shows up there like the freaking Marines with their shit in order, everybody knowing their place, knowing what's happening, your customers are going to be blown away. And they're going to be blown away because most customers haven't done whatever service you're providing ever in their life or frequently at a minimum. and they have questions. They have concerns. The vast majority do a very shit job of laying out expectations so customers know what to expect when they're redoing their kitchen or their backyard or whatever. But when you show up with intention and discipline and a plan of action that's easily visible from the outside, you do both your customer and yourself a favor in that you just put everybody at ease. Like all of their doubts, all their what ifs, all their horror stories from their friends are dissolved because you know what's going on and it's clear that you guys know what you're doing. And the whole job just goes smoother for all parties. The second thing you can do is be very preemptive on communication. We've got a saying in the fight, people are always thinking, so control what they think. Yeah, that's kind of like some psyops, mindfuck propaganda thinking to a certain degree. But the reality is people, when they don't have information, make up the information they think is going to happen. And so by getting in front of it, by just, you know, we used to make phone calls on my painting business. Like, hey, John, just checking in. End of the first day, I bet you came home and were shocked at just how destroyed your house looks. We just got done scraping it out. We primed it. All the wood fibers are sticking out like a porcupine. It looks like absolute shit. I get it. Have faith in the process. This could be looking awesome in another couple of days. That's all I had to say. But that got me out of a text, an email, a panic phone call from this customer, or even just a doubt, right? Where they're showing up, sitting there in their bathrobe and a cup of coffee when the crew pulls up, not ready to deal with that. So preemptive communication, tell them what you know they want to know before they have the chance to ask for it. And finally, it's celebrate their project, right? It's like, and it's not just because you're throwing, hopefully, a big deposit in your bank account, but we often forget in the trades that what is just another kitchen or just another deck to us is a big deal to the customer, right? They've been planning this for years. They've been dreaming about doing this, one-upping their sister, whatever the hell their reasoning is, it's a big deal. So let them wallow in that at the end, right before they stroke that final check for you. One of our members in Battleground built some bunk beds for, I think some grandparents or something. And he literally did a big reveal with the kids in the hallway, opening the door so they could see the new sleeping space. The crowd went wild. The people stroking the check were super stoked. They validated on their effort. And of course, it made the member look like a hero. So he got a killer review as well. So those are just three simple ways you can roll the red without kissing ass and while moving your business forward. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.